What's going right wrong now in the COP is this. We have all handed over power to governments we know are in the pockets of corrupt and criminal corporations. That's our problem. And we should no longer be watchers of what governments don't do and take more responsibility for what we can do. Every act we take in our small daily lives is a radical transformation of whether we are going to push ourselves and the planet to the abyss or we are going to rebuild our lives, the human community, and the planet's health. I won't go into too much detail of the figures. I am leaving this, which has a lot of the actual data. But we can leave Paris thinking, oh my God, they didn't do anything. Or we can leave Paris and say, oh, there's so much we can do. We're going to take back the power. Because whether it is in finance, or it's in technology, or it's in decision making, we've been made to believe we don't have the power. No, we have the power to decide our food system, and we are going to. Monsanto is irrelevant to that food system. The agrochemical industry is irrelevant to that food system. We have the power to decide what we do with the financial flows, whether we send them to corrupt banks from whom the chairs have come, or we create local economies where money circulates in a circular economy. We can say, oh, these 192, how many chairs? 192, yeah. These 192 governments did nothing. Or we can say each of us is a center of power for change. And each of us joining in solidarity is the only power that is stronger than the power of destruction in our times. We can be the creative force for both resistance as well as creating another world.